This is Classical Mornings on the new Classical FM. It's 9:22, and it's time for our interview today. Today, we are speaking with an extraordinary artist, Grammy Award-winning drummer, composer, educator, and creative force, Larnell Lewis. A proud graduate of Humber College, recipient of the Oscar Peterson Award, and now a faculty member there himself. Larnell is internationally renowned for his jaw-dropping performances with the genre-defying band Snarky Puppy and for his own inspired solo work. And on Friday, June 13, he leads something truly special at Toronto's Harbourfront Centre, a live tribute to the one and only Quincy Jones. The show's called A Glimpse of Quincy, and Larnell is at the heart of it. Good morning, Larnell.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Terrific, thank you. Now, you're leading this tribute to Quincy Jones as part of the Luminato Festival. What does Quincy mean to you, and what can audiences expect from A Glimpse of Quincy?
Quincy, yes, very, very big one to start with. Great two-part question. I would say, you know, for me, Quincy Jones, what he means to me is, you know, not only excellence, not only understanding, but striving to bring people together. You know, Quincy was constantly looking for collaborations, finding ways to elevate other artists, and really looking for ways to bring the best out of them. Even though they might have been a quote-unquote background player, He always investigated and looked into who they were because he wanted to understand who was on his team and to find ways to integrate them and bring out the best.
Mm-hmm.
And what people could expect from the show is just a celebration of this incredible mind, this incredible artist who has spanned many decades. Some of your favorite songs, some songs that you might not know, but you're also going to get to meet my found family. You're going to get a chance to find the inspiration that Quincy had in the collaboration that I have with these incredible artists.
And now also, you actually worked with Quincy, is that right?
That is correct.
And what was that experience like?
Well, first of all, it was overwhelming because to be able to work with someone who you look up to, you know, it's a dream.
Yes.
To be able to be in the same space sometimes and to interact and to hold down the drum chair, you know, for something like that was just incredible. And so Quincy was gracious. He was very kind. And, you know, we had a really cool conversation just talking about my kids and understanding a little bit about music. So it was beautiful.
I think when we actually met, it's okay if you don't remember. It was at the Phoenix Theater, and you were with your wife, and she was pregnant. Was that right? Of course, you remember that.
But no, like definitely around that time, yes.
Yeah, of course.
And you know what? A very quick story. The Phoenix is very important to my wife and I. Actually, my wife Joy Lapps is going to be performing on the show as well.
She's amazing. Yeah.
And that is where we met the day of the blackout.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Anything, you know, that was a fabulous concert, by the way. And I had a chance to hear you guys at Kerner Hall, and your wife was spectacular.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, that's a really special concert for us. Yes.
And one thing I noticed about your performing with her was this absolutely beautiful communication that you had on stage, unlike anything I've ever seen. And you weren't afraid to show how much you love each other.
Yes, because we love each other and have seen so much. And, you know, when you travel through the experiences that we've had, you know, it's not only having someone's back, you know, for support.
Yeah.
But leaning on each other to multiply your skills and abilities to make it through the storm. So
awesome.
Yeah, I love Joy.
Now, I do have to tell you also that watching you perform is unlike anything I've seen. It was my son years ago who told me about Snarky Puppy and you and to watch out for you. And you treat the drums not like a background instrument, but like a solo voice. You've got it's like every limb is painting a different rhythm. Where did that come from? And who inspired you in this way of playing?
That's a great question. So I'll point to three different examples. So when you think about the drum and the nature of the drum and, you know, in situations, it's not just one person playing, let's say, a djembe, you know, it's multiple people playing instruments together. And so that's, you know, really inspiring because that's how a lot of the patterns that come to the drum kit, that's how they started. That's the origin of those patterns. And so, you know, the drum set being a newer addition to the family, the trap set, it's really just trying to use our individual limbs to mimic what it is that people do as a collective. So that's number one, watching people play together. Number two, I grew up with a drum machine. You know, my dad is a musician and producer as well. And so understanding how you can change one element but keep most of the others the same, and you have that opportunity to do that with a drum machine, because in the digital world, you can kind of make anything happen.
Okay.
And so that's where a lot of the limitless came from. And then you talk about kind of like foreground and voices and the way these individual lines might move. And I actually take that inspiration from a string quartet. And what I love is that, you know, when you follow one line, whether it's the cello, the violin, the viola,
right,
it is a melody onto itself that has a really beautiful arc moving in whatever direction. But what we see and are presented with is this harmony as they intersect. So, you know, to me, those are three examples that really inspire me to look at the drums in a different way than other people normally would.
So really, I mean, actually, when you are playing the drums, when you are playing, you are an ensemble unto yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you're listening to everybody else. Of course you are. You have to. It's essential. But you've got an ensemble there in that set of drums.
Yes.
I mean, it's extraordinary. I watch you and I try to even follow just one of the drums. And I thought, how the heck does he do that? Of course, I'm supposed to think that. But now let me go on. You're an educator, a composer, a band leader, and you're still out touring and performing. How do you do it all?
I get a lot of help. I get a lot of help. You know, family has been, you know, an important part to us to be able to make this happen. And of course, you know, with our son, a lot of people don't know, but our son has medical challenges. He's incredible. He practices drum more than I do.
Wow.
But he also has nurses. And so they allow us to be able to, you know, step away for a moment and do the things that not only that we love and not only that support our family, but also become an example for them as well of what they can do in music. So, yeah, we have a great community supporting us to make this happen.
And on the evening, the glimpse of Quincy, how many artists will be playing? And you better be playing or else I'm not going.
There you go. So Larnell Lewis will be playing all night on every single song.
Excellent.
I've arranged the music. And
wow.
Some music I've left in its original form because, you know, how else do you honor an incredible voice and mind like Quincy Jones? And
right.
So I will have Divine Brown as well.
Nice.
Incredible Juno winning artist.
I have
Kirk Diamond, incredible Juno winning artist as well.
Nice.
Joy Lapps will be on the bill. I have Omar Lunan, Patricia Shirley, and Camille Harrison. They'll be singing as backgrounds and also singing some lead, which is incredible.
Great.
I have the awesome Casey Roberts on guitar. And for me, I've known Casey it feels like at least 20 years, and seeing him with his band, the Live, you know, Live Rev, they are high energy. His arrangements are complex, but they keep you moving.
Mm.
And so I said, you know, I got to have my brother Casey on this. And he's doing a tribute to not only Quincy, but also George Benson, because Quincy had produced Give Me the Night. And
nice.
So, yeah, you know, I have Alexis Barrow, Rob Christian, Andrew McCanch, as well as Liam Myrie, Jason Larman, and Joanne Clark. And we will have a children's choir there as well.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Yeah,
and part of the arrangements that you did to require a children's chorus? That was your idea?
It was my idea, yeah. And you know what? I'll tell y'all one of the songs so you can look out for it. So we're the children's choir, which is coming from the Afrocentric Alternative School. They will be singing on Tomorrow, which is the song that Tevin Campbell did.
Oh, lovely.
Tomorrow, Better You, Better Me. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Larnell, yeah, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. And I'm so excited to see the whole thing. And Quincy Jones was amazing. Nobody like him. And also, nobody like you too, I have to tell you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Larnell, I want to thank you so much. Have a great day and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Larnell Lewis leads a glimpse of Quincy on June 13th at Harborfront Center, presented by the Luminato Festival. For tickets and information, visit luminatofestival.com.